Health, Finance, Freedom, and the Long Run. By Dr. Eric Plasker. Health, Finance, Freedom, and the Long Run. It's very interesting how the words health, finance, and freedom are used in combination. The financial health of people, companies, and even places make daily headlines. There are no shortages of articles offering plans for financial freedom. Yet, do the words health, finance, and freedom really intersect for the average person? And are they talked about with a long-term perspective? The answer is yes. Stress, as we all know, can have a tremendous impact on your mental and physical health. People who are experiencing stress, especially over an extended period of time, can experience physical, emotional, and behavioral symptoms. According to the Cleveland Clinic, these include physical symptoms. Aches and pains, chest pain or feeling like your heart is racing, exhaustion or trouble sleeping, headaches, dizziness or shaking, high blood pressure, muscle tension or jaw, clenching stomach or digestive problems, trouble having sex, weak immune system. Emotional and mental symptoms. Anxiety or irritability, depression, panic attack, sadness. Unhealthy behaviors. Drinking alcohol too much or too often, gambling, overeating or developing an eating disorder, participating compulsively in sex, shopping or internet browsing, smoking, using drugs. Finances are a leading source of stress for Americans. According to an American Psychological Association report entitled Stress in America, Paying with Our Health, 72% of adults said they felt stressed about money some of the time. 26% report feeling stressed about money most or all of the time. And almost 25% reported having extreme stress about money during the past month. So how do we get out of this corner and find our way to freedom? First, let's achieve financial well-being. While that means something different to everyone, it often includes the ability to meet our financial obligations and live within our means. That involves spending wisely and planning and saving for the future. Once achieved, those steps begin to mean less financial stress and greater choices, which equates to a degree of freedom for most people. By the way, if you have been thinking that earning more money automatically means you have less stress, think again. Studies show that nearly half of Americans struggle with some aspect of their finances, regardless of their income level. At the 100-year lifestyle, we recognize that living longer than you anticipated requires more financial resources. If you haven't been living your 100-year lifestyle and you live to an old age, but aren't healthy, that can mean even greater costs. As with all things, enjoy today but plan for tomorrow. Recognize that your health, your finances, and your freedom are inextricably intertwined. Use that information to your advantage by applying your 100-year lifestyle perspective to every aspect of your life. Make 100:100, living 100% for 100 years or more, your goal. Find a chiropractor near you today to help you on your physical health goals. Work on your financial health by learning more about what you can do starting today.